You are listening to another episode of Love and Kobo, a podcast about life, love, and money. I am your host, Zakora. Hi everybody, it's day 11 of Podmas, so I officially did one more episode than I did for Podmas last year, so hooray for me. The song that inspired today's episode is called Imagine Me, and it's by Kirk Franklin. A quick summary of the song is that it talks about imagining yourself being in a better place than you are today, imagining yourself not being weighed down by things that might be weighing you down currently, and imagining that things can be better. Because Kirk Franklin is a gospel singer, what he's saying is that if you put those things in God's hands, that you will overcome those things. What I want to focus on today in this episode is mindset. And I know it gets annoying because I feel that mindset or changing your mindset is one of those kind of trendy buzzwords, and you hear and see all these articles and videos and things about mindset and how mindset is so important, and it gets very annoying. And I know you could think like, okay, how much does mindset really matter? Is it really that serious? And the answer is that it is. I remember I used to be annoyed too. I used to be very annoyed with the focus on mindset, especially when it comes to some of those manifestation type of videos or articles, because it can be worded in a way to make it seem like all you have to think is that things will be great and all of a sudden things will be great. I don't look at mindset in that way. I think that good things could come to you regardless of what your mindset is. So say, for example, how people talk about you attract what you are, and that if you're kind of like, if you're a trash person, that you're only going to attract trash relationships and you're not going to get good people and things like that. I don't believe that. There are a lot of trash people that attract good people and a lot of good people that attract trash people. So I don't think that it's as simple as you only get what you are. I think that mindset is important because it will help you to maintain or even recognize the good things that come. So say if you're down in the dumps and you're not believing that you can have a good relationship, you might meet somebody that's good and not even know it, because maybe you are very skeptical of people and you don't even realize when somebody's not trying to play you, or you're so busy thinking about how somebody hurt you that you don't even see that this person is not doing any of those things. And there are different things that can cloud your vision of what's in front of you. So it's not necessarily that you can't attract good, it's that you may not even know you got anything good, and then you don't know what to do to maintain those things. So that's where the mindset is important, because with a clear mindset and a mindset that's not rooted in or focused on what's bad in everything or what you cannot do or all the things that keep holding you back, when your mindset is not rooted in those things, you can see opportunities. You can see what's good from bad. You can make better decisions because you have a more rooted and balanced mindset. I don't even think that the mindset has to be positive in the sense that you just think everything's great and nothing could ever go wrong and I'm just going to overcome every obstacle. It doesn't even have to be that strong, for lack of a better word. To start, it could really be something as simple as, I believe that I can feel better than I feel right now. I believe that I don't have to go through as many struggles as I'm going through right now. I believe that my situation could not be as bleak as I think it is at this moment. I believe that even if I don't know how I could achieve the very best, I know that I can achieve better than what I have right now. So it can be as simple as that, because when you start to change your mindset, what you start to do is look for ways and things and people or whatever resource to help you along in what you believe. So say, if, for example, you're living in an apartment that you hate and you think, well, the city I'm living in, this is the best I can find with the money that I have right now. So I can't get an apartment better than this. But if you say to yourself, I feel like there has to be an apartment out there that I can afford that is either a little bit better than this or at least not worse than this in a price range that I can afford. That might prompt you to maybe see if there are surrounding cities or a surrounding state that has something that you can afford. It might make you start to look for ways that you can get maybe an extra $200 or $300 from a side hustle, because maybe to get a better apartment, you might need an extra $300 a month. It might start to make you look at different ways that you can improve your situation just a little bit. And what happens with people, once you see a little bit of improvement, once you realize that you can do something to change your circumstance, you start to think about other ways. Then maybe a year from now, if you're sitting in a better apartment and you see, wow, in 12 months, I was able to either with my current income, get a better place than I'm living in right now, or I was able to develop this side hustle and now have this extra income and I'm in a better place. You might think, well, what else can I do? If I was able to do that a year ago where I didn't even know that this kind of opportunity existed, what else might be out there that I don't know of? And that it just opens your mind to see what's out there, because I think that curiosity about what else could be is the starting point for growth and improvement and really enriching your life. Even if you're wondering what another country looks like, or you're wondering how you could become a better parent, or you're wondering how you could improve your relationship, or you're wondering how you can get a deeper relationship with God, or you're wondering how you could improve your wardrobe, or you're wondering how you can make more money, or you're wondering whatever that thing may be. Once you start to wonder and question, it just opens up so many opportunities because you start looking for things to answer the questions that you have. I think it's when you stop questioning, and that's when life becomes limited, because you're not looking for things. You just think it's done. There's no question mark. It's just a period at the end of your thoughts about your life. And so then your life can tend to stay where it's at. Or like I said, with mindset, there may be good things going on around you, but you don't even notice it because you feel like where you're at is all there is. So you don't even see that there are all these different things around you that could make your life maybe a more interesting one, or more that one that you like more, or at least one that you feel like an active participant in, or one that you feel excited about. Now, if you're already a curious person and you already are enjoying your life to the fullest, then this doesn't apply to you. This is specifically about maybe people that cannot imagine their life being different than what it is, and that they're also not happy with the way things are. If you're not happy with the way things are, then consider becoming curious again about what life could look like. Consider changing your mindset to think, even if things have been such a way for X amount of years or whatever amount of time what you're going through has been occurring, start to tell yourself, I think things could be a little bit better. Even if it's not a lot better, it could be a little bit better. I have a bit of nostalgia today because the room that I'm recording the podcast in today is a room that I have not recorded in since my daughter was an infant. I started this podcast when my daughter was still an infant, and I remember when I recorded my very first episode, I feel like the episode is about 3 minutes long, but when I tell you it took me about an hour and 15 minutes to get those 3 minutes, I'm not even lying, because every 30 seconds, she started crying. There was one noise or another, and it was just such a grueling process to even get 3 minutes out. I was so exhausted, and by the time I recorded it and posted it, I'm just like, why did I spend my time doing this? There's no way I can get a podcast or anything going when I can't even record 3 minutes without there being silence. Why am I even doing this? Let me just focus on being a mom. There are other things I can do with my life. This is just stupid. Maybe I can go back to not being creative because I'm used to being so analytical at my job anyway. Maybe that's what I'm meant to do. This podcast is dumb. And so those were all the things I was thinking in that moment. But then after I recorded it, I thought to myself, yes, this was stressful, but You actually created a podcast. This was something that you had in your mind for a while. You had the courage and you pushed yourself enough to at least press record and see what happened. You could just say, I'm a new mom, I don't have time for this. But no, you told yourself when you were on maternity leave, you told yourself, once I have this child, once I'm at home and during this year when I'm trying to figure out what I can do with my life, I'm going to be creative and I'm going to allow myself to be creative, because when it comes to doing work for somebody else, I'm going to make sure I do it. So say, for example, if I had a shorter maternity leave and I had to be working during tax season, whatever it is that I needed to do for my clients, I would be doing, even if I was getting an interruption from my daughter every 2 seconds. So why is the creative work that I promise to myself, why do I have to stop doing it because of interruptions? Because I'll do somebody else's work with interruptions. So stuff that's for me, I can continue to do. And I told myself, I know that things can get better than they are now. I know that it's probably possible to see if I can time the recording at a different time of day when maybe the baby's napping more, or even if I cannot find a specific time of day, maybe I can wait until she 3 or 4 months older, and maybe during the time when she's napping, I can try to write out episode ideas instead of recording. But I believe that I can do a better job than I did today in this first episode. Let me give myself 12 months to see what I can do in a year. And I believe that it could be just a little bit better than it is now. And worst comes to worst, nobody listens to it, or I can record episodes and never post them. But I don't have to stop today just because it looks like what I'm doing doesn't make any sense and that it's a waste of my time. Because if it's for me, if it's something that will improve myself, if it's something that will make me more creative, then I need to do it. That was a mindset shift I had to have at that time. So it's so interesting to see myself 2 years in, and I'm proud of the episodes that I'm recording. And I look at the progress that I made, and I'm glad that I'm still at it because it is a nice creative outlet for me. But those are my thoughts today on mindset. And don't stop being curious. Don't stop imagining that things could be what you would like them to be. And even if you don't see it today, that doesn't mean that things cannot improve tomorrow or in a year or whatever amount of time it takes. But just don't put a period on your life yet. You're still here. Keep moving. Keep dreaming, keep questioning. And that is all for today. I will see you in tomorrow's episode.